Hello.
Hello, Brittany.
Yes, this is Brittany. I'm sorry. One second. No. Hi, can I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Al, and I'm calling on a recorded line regarding the That Pope Rivera lawsuit. Did you already file a claim, or are you still looking to file?
Let me see. Is this, where are you calling? Sorry.
It's the birth control shots. Did you use That Pope Rivera?
I did, but where are you calling from?
So we're at Massort Strategies, MTS. Are you still looking to filing a claim?
So I was just told that someone may have just been calling to follow up with me, but I don't know if I'm starting anything new. Could I verify that and call you back on this number, Ellen?
Yeah, I'll send you a text of our of my direct line. Real quick, do you remember signing anything electronically or by mail with another law firm in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No.
Okay. If you haven't done that, then that means you, I'm assuming you don't have any attorneys assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Oh, okay. Yes. Give me just one moment. I'm just going to step away really quick, if that's okay. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
Let's turn this off. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Sorry about that. I was like all jumped up and worked.
No worries. Also, I wanted to ask, do you know anyone else who was injured by that Paul Provera?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And just to confirm, are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah, I have not signed or got legal representation yet.
And are you looking to file this claim for yourself or for another person?
For myself.
Okay. And are you a client, or are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
I'm sorry to hear that. And to the best of your remembrance, what was the date of your diagnosis?
Oh, let's see. Gosh. I think that was, it was 2021. I want to say February of 2021.
So 2-1-2021?
Of 2021, mm-hmm.
Okay. So 2-1-2021. Is that right, to the best of your remembrance?
It could have been mid-February. I don't know the exact date in February. We can call it the 10th. I don't know. I like that number.
Yes. They're just asking for an approximate. Do you want me to put one, or is there a specific one that you wanted me to put?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And then I do want to remind you that the call is on a recorded line. When is your date of birth?
January 23rd, 1991.
I have 1-23-1991, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now for the following question, if you can simply answer yes or no, did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or was it the generic acetate?
Is that the one that's P. Pfizer?
So the name brand is Depo Provera. That's
the name brand one? Okay,
yes.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you just use Depo Provera, the name brand, and no generics?
No generics.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I had it for at least a year.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second, please. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And to the best of your remembrance, when did you start using Depo?
I started using Depo, let's see, that was 1, 2, 3, February of 2016.
February of 2016, so 2016, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and to the best of your remembrance, approximately when did you stop using Depo?
Yeah, about 31, 2, 3. Stopped using it after my birthday, January of 2021.
So 1/1/2021?
That's probably the end of, because it was somewhere after my birthday. We could say 1/25 of 21.
Okay, so I have 1/25.
Like
Okay, 1/25/2021, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And for the following, for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And what is the spelling of your legal first name?
It's B-R-I-T-N, as in Nancy, E-Y.
Okay. And last name?
Two last names. First name, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, hyphen Flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S.
Okay. So I have Brittany, B-R-I-T. N-E-Y, Johnson, that's J-O-H-N-S-O-N, and hyphen Flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is the F capitalized, or is it?
Preferably, yes. Thanks for asking.
Okay, you're no worries. You're welcome. All right, and then for security purposes, your social?
603.
Uh-huh.
40671.
Okay, so just to confirm, I have 603-40-6071.
Mm-hmm. 603-46-0671.
Got it. Okay, so I have 603-46-0671. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and the email that we have here is brittanyflowers91@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's my email.
Okay. And the primary number that we have is 619-371-8952. Is this a mobile number, and is that correct?
Yes, it's mobile, and yes, that's correct. That's my number.
Okay. And for the best time of day for the attorney's office to get in contact with you, is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
You know what? Anytime, preferably morning.
Morning. Okay. And then what's the primary address?
The address is 2920 mm-hmm. Oak, like the tree, O-A-K, Road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's apartment 210 in Pearland, P-E-A-R-L-A-N-D, Texas, mm-hmm. 77584.
Okay. So I have 2920. That's Oak Road, apartment 210, and that's Pearland, Texas, 77581. Is that correct?
Yeah, and Pearland, like the fruit, P-E-A-R.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank
it's
you.
It's saying in Brazoria County. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By our family doctor.
Okay. And what is the, how many times would you say approximately were you injected with the product? So you started in 2016, in mm-hmm. February of 2016. Let me help you do the math here. So February 2016, I'm assuming, did you have 3 shots that year or was it 4?
I think over the 5 years, let me see, that I've taken it probably about 20 injections.
20? Okay. All right, let me put 20 here. All right, and then what was the name of the doctor that administered the depot shots?
Dr. Lincoln.
Dr. Lincoln?
Uh-huh. Patricia.
Oh, Patricia Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, do you see Dr. Lincoln? She's a family medicine?
She's a family doctor.
Hold on one moment. Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, and is she located at the Houston Methodist Primary Care?
Yes. She's at Houston Methodist, yes.
Okay, give me one moment, all right?
Absolutely.
And is the address that we have here, is the Houston Methodist Houston Methodist Primary Care Group the one that's located in 8520 Broadway Street, 200 Pearland, Texas, 77584, is that right?
I believe so. She's also at the, what is that street? The Houston Methodist Clear Lake Hospital. I don't know if it matters, but I guess either one.
Is that, where did you get your shot? Is it the Clear Lake?
At Clear Lake, the Houston Methodist Clear Lake Hospital.
Okay, let me find that one real quick.
Oh, okay.
Hospital. Okay, that's the one that's located in 18300 Houston Methodist Drive, Houston, Texas, 77058.
I'm looking that up right now for you, and yeah, that's the one.
Okay, Houston Methodist Clear Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then let me just get the number real quick. Okay. Give me one moment, please. And then for the prescribing doctor, was it also Dr. Lincoln?
The prescribing doctor was Dr. Lincoln, yes.
Okay. And then the facility is the same, right? The Houston Methodist Clear Lake Hospital?
Same Clear Lake Hospital, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then for the pharmacy, is it also at the Houston Methodist Clear Lake Hospital, or is it a different pharmacy?
I believe I used the pharmacy. What pharmacy did I use? No, we did the Shadow Creek Pharmacy because it was closer to my house.
Okay, Shadow Creek Pharmacy. Is that off of Broadway Street?
Yeah, it's off of Broadway.
Okay. I see 11710 Broadway Street, Suite 120, Pearland, Texas. Is that the right one? The Shadow Creek Pharmacy.
77584.
Let me see, 77.
For the zip code.
854. Yep, 77854 for the zip code.
584.
Sorry, 77584. Is that right?
Okay. No, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay. And then the phone number that we have here, based on what they have, is 832-617-8080 for the pharmacy.
I can look it up if you need me to.
It's what's showing on their records.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to confirm that with you. Now, was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma CT scan, MRI, or was it both?
MRI.
Okay. And what the diagnosing doctor, was it also Dr. Lincoln, or is it a different doctor?
No, that was Dr. The diagnosing doctor was Dr. Roth Brassman. Dr. Allison Rathman.
Dr. Allison Rathman.
Mm-hmm. Rathman.
Is it Brathman? Bratman is B-R-A-T-M-A-N.
R like in Romeo. R-A-T-H-M-A-N-N.
Oh, Rathman. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I do see Dr. Allison Rathman, a neurosurgeon.
She's in neurosurgery. Yeah, she's a neurosurgeon. Conchester.
Okay.
Surgeon.
Allison M. Rathman. Is that the right one?
I believe so, yeah. Allison Rathman.
And I see that. Okay, so she's a neurosurgeon. Okay, give me 1 second. And for the facility name, did you go to the one in Webster, Texas?
No, that was the HCA location in Houston, Mainland. I believe it just comes up as HCA Houston Healthcare Mainland.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, HCA Houston Healthcare Mainland. That's in 6801 MF Lowry Expressway, Texas City, Texas 77591.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I see that their number here is 409-938-5000. And Dr. Bratman is a neurosurgeon. Okay, give me one moment, please.
No problem.
They're just asking me to make sure that we have
them. Not a problem. And no rush or anything, but do you know how much longer?
About, I'd say 5 minutes.
Five? Okay, no problem.
Yeah. I also have to have another appointment after this.
You're fine. No, you are fine. I'm not rushing yet. Just want to double check something.
Thank you. And then for this question, simply answer yes or no. Did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it chemotherapy, radiation, immuno? Did you have the surgery of the brain?
Yeah, so we did radiation therapy. We did do chemotherapy. And then we did the microsurgery.
Okay, so you did microsurgery as well. Okay. And you said, did you say immunotherapy or chemotherapy?
Chemo.
Chemo, okay. Okay. And then for the treating doctor, was it also Dr. Rathman?
Rathman, uh-huh.
Okay. Same facility, correct? HCA Houston Healthcare Mainland.
In Mainland. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here.
No,
I just need to make sure that this is right. Okay. Now for the following question, if you could simply answer yes or no, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
I think that let me go a little some more quieter. I'm sorry. I cannot hear you in here because they are so loud. I do apologize.
No worries. I only hear you. I don't hear any background noises, so that's good.
Oh, well, then that's good. Okay. Okay. All right. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes. Were you hospitalized for meningioma? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately to the best of your remembrance, what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma? You were diagnosed in February 2021, from what you provided.
Yeah. That would make sense. I believe that was, February 2021.
Okay. And then until when? Were you there for a month?
I did 4 days inpatient and 6 months outpatient. Is that what you're asking?
It's just asking for the dates that you were in the hospital for the meningioma. It doesn't specify if it's inpatient or outpatient. It was just asking for the dates you were hospitalized. So I'm assuming it's inpatient.
Yeah.
Would you like me to just put February of 2021? Is that what?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you like to add any additional medical notes for the attorneys? If not, you don't have to. You can say no.
Okay, then no.
Okay. And then for this last few things, for this question, if you could please answer yes or no, do you have copy of the medical records or are you able to obtain copies from the hospital or from your physicians, your neurosurgeons?
I don't know if I have copies. I don't know if I have copies from that.
That's okay.
But
are you able to?
The doctor definitely has it, so we can definitely get them from the doctor or.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Are you guys able to reach out to the doctor to get them, or do I have to send them anywhere?
The attorneys will give you the steps on as far as what they would need from the medical doctors. But this part is just asking if you're able to provide by mail, electronically, or both in the event that they do ask for them.
Okay, yeah. If they ask for them, I should be able to provide them once I get them or someone, or I'll have the doctor send them.
Okay. And would you be able to do that by mail, electronically, or both?
Probably mail.
Okay.
Maybe both. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. And last but not least, we request emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Now, this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. And what's the name of the contact?
It's going to be Chrissy.
Is that K-R-I-S-S-Y?
C-H-R-I-S-S-Y.
Okay. C-H-R-I-S-S-Y. And
uh-huh.
What's the last name?
And she's my friend, and I honestly really can't remember her last name right now.
That's okay. No worries. Please, we'll just leave it by Chrissy.
Okay.
What's Chrissy's phone number?
Her phone number is 347-816-7522.
Uh-huh. I have 347-816-7522. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's your friend, right?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh, her name is, yes.
And for the email, do you have her email or do you want me to put your email? What would you like me to put?
I don't have hers, but you can put mine if that's okay.
Okay. And then for the address, do you know her address?
I don't have it right now.
Okay. Would you like me to put none of the above for now?
That's fine. Thank
okay.
you.
You're very welcome. Let me just double check to make sure everything's correct.
Okay,
we're pretty much almost done here. I'm just going to clarify a few things with you, and then I'm going to walk you through the process. It'll take about 1 minute left. I do apologize if it's taking longer than what we thought it would be.
Okay.
Let me just one moment. Okay. I'm just double checking the names and the addresses to make sure that they're all in the correct spaces.
Thank you.
Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through all of this.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I hope that, you know, everything goes well. You're in great hands. So.
Oh, thank you. Don't make me cry. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Now, before I send you the paperwork, have you used DocuSign before?
I have, yes.
Okay, so this is pretty much DocuSign. It's just going to ask you. But before I do that, before I send that paperwork to you right now, I just want to double check. It's Brittany, B-R-I-T-N-E-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, dash or hyphen, Flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the address is 2920, and that's going to be... Let me just get the apartment number. Actually, would you kindly provide the apartment number, please?
Yeah, and it's 2920 Oak, like the tree, O-A-K Road, and that's apartment 210.
There we go. Okay. So I have 2920 Oak Road, apartment 210, Pearland, Texas, 77581.
Yes. 77584. The zip codes are really close, so it keeps changing, but no, it's 84.
It's 84. Okay. Let me change that real quick. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
So it's not the, okay, I'll change it to 84. For some odd reason, it used a different.
It's like right, like across the street is 58. And we're so right there. So it does
gotcha.
That all.
I see. Okay. It's one of those addresses. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me just change that really briefly here. Okay, so 775, sorry, let me get to the right one. 77584, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. 77584. All right. Okay, and I also changed it on here. So I have 2920 Oak Road, apartment 210, Pearland, Texas, 77584. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The phone number is 619-371-8952.
Yes.
And that's brittanyflowers91@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you now a text and an email. It'll say from Alan Raimundo.
Okay.
You'll receive a text and email for the DocuSign link. Go ahead and click that link, and I'm going to walk you through that process. And then I'm going to send you a text message here as well.
Okay.
Let me know once you have that link, and then I'll walk you through that step.
Okay. I do have it open.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
And click continue. You may have to check a box that says I agree to use electronic records, and then hit continue next, and then press start, which will then direct you to the first signature field, which will have you draw your signature and hit adopt and sign.
Okay, and it looks like it's just two signatures?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you another. Let me know once you're done with that, and then I'm going to check on my end to make sure.
Oh, okay.
All right, I do see that you submitted it. Okay, and I do see your signature here. Is that correct? That's your legal signature?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a...
Yes.
I don't have to sign with my two last names, just the one.
If that's your signature, then that's what they'll take, because that's your signature, correct? Brittany?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, that's my signature.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me go ahead and send you this text message now. It's pretty much the same. Give me 1 second. It's going to come from a 949 area code. It's pretty much just letting you know, thank you for your time. Within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 214 number. This is Ben Martin Law Group. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can call me or text me from that number, the 949. It has our hours of operations. Now, with regards to the 214 number that's coming from the attorney's office, if in the event within the next 24 to 48 hours they don't hear from you, or if you don't hear from them or you miss their call, please expect a call from me. And I'll pretty much be transferring you to them so that they can begin your case. And then if you have any questions with regards to the case, feel free to ask the attorney's office. They'll be able to assist you in answering any questions that you have regarding your claim, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Ellen.
You're very welcome, Brittany. Again, thank you for your time and for your patience. I'm so sorry to everything that happened, and I hope that everything goes well, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I really appreciate it, Ellen. You have a good day, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.